I'm Steve Miller reporting. Chinese President Xi Jinping issued a stern warning to Taiwan on Tuesday as he marked the beginning of his second term in office. Bill Ide has more from Beijing.
Xi's warning to Taiwan was his strongest to date and came at the closing session of China's largely rubber-stamped National People's Congress. In a rallying speech that touched on a broad range of topics from the economy to the Communist Party's absolute rule in China, Xi told some 3,000 delegates that Beijing would do more to ensure Taiwanese enjoy the opportunities of China's development and push for the peaceful reunification of the motherland. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
U.S. investigators were deployed to a FedEx distribution center near San Antonio, Texas, Tuesday after a package bomb exploded in the early morning. Jill Craig has those details.
One worker was injured in the explosion, which authorities believe is linked to a recent string of Austin bombings. FBI agent Michelle Lee said that although it is still early in the investigation, it would be silly for us not to admit that we suspect it's related to the four Austin bombings that have killed two people and injured four others. Jill Craig, VOA News.
Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is due to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House Tuesday as part of a trip to the United States that comes amid heightened tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran. A senior White House official said the meeting is a tremendous opportunity to make progress and discuss Iran's destabilizing activities in the region. Mr. Trump has explicitly sided with the Sunni monarchy in its rivalry with Shiite Iran. This is VOA News. Bryden Patton reports from Seoul on reaction to upcoming talks to resolve the nuclear standoff on the Korean Peninsula.
Overall, people on the streets of Seoul are hopeful about expected North Korean nuclear talks.
No one likes war, not North Korea here or surrounding countries as well. So I think it will go toward peace.
North Korea this year opened the door to nuclear disarmament talks by suspending further intercontinental ballistic missile tests to potentially target the U.S. mainland and by participating in the Pyeongchang Olympics in the south. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
The world's last male northern white rhino named Sudan has died, leaving only two females of its subspecies alive in the world. Scarlett Vitanovich reports.
While there are thousands of southern white rhinos still roaming the plains of sub-Saharan Africa, rampant poaching drastically cut the numbers of northern whites. Poachers can sell northern white rhino horns for $50,000 per kilo, making them more valuable than gold or cocaine. Sudan made headlines last year when conservationists put him on dating app Tinder, hoping to raise enough money for a $9 million fertility treatment, as all attempts to get him to mate naturally had failed.
That was Scarlett Vitanovich reporting. The International Criminal Court says the Philippines' decision to leave the organization will have no effect on an ongoing preliminary probe into possible crimes committed during Manila's war on drugs. Jeff Custer has that story.
Last month, the ICC opened a preliminary examination into a complaint by a Filipino lawyer of suspected extrajudicial killings during President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug campaign, which could amount to crimes against humanity. However, Duterte last week announced he was withdrawing from the Philippine ratification of the Rome Statute, which created the ICC. The International Court said it regretted Duterte's move, but stressed it would not affect the preliminary examination, as the ICC retains jurisdiction over crimes committed when a country was an ICC member, even after withdrawal. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Russia's top court ruled Tuesday that the popular Telegram messaging app can be forced to provide user data to Russian security services. It's the latest blow to the app, which encrypts user communication and has faced pressure from Russian and other authorities in the past. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Tuesday that Ireland can rely on Germany in Brexit talks as the European Union and Britain look to maintain an open border after Britain's departure. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.